I'm here at the DecoTurf High School Tennis Championships, and I am speaking with
Peter Nowak from Pensacola, Florida.
And you are here with a son or a daughter or both?
I'm here with a daughter, Elizabeth Nowak.
And which school?
She plays for Catholic High, number one on the Catholic High tennis team for singles, and she plays number one doubles as well.
Awesome. And what year is she?
She is a sophomore.
Great. And does she play tennis outside of high school, or is this it for her?
She does play outside of high school in some tournament tennis, not a lot, but we kind of encourage her to kind of have a life balance. So she goes to school full time and plays tennis a lot. She works really hard at it.
That's awesome. And do you know, what are her goals for her tennis?
Well, she would like to go to a strong tennis school and get a great college education. We're not pushing Division I, but she may be at that level for some schools, but we're more focused on her education than her tennis, but she is a very strong tennis player.
Got it. And so you've been to USTA Junior Tournaments. You're now at this high school team event. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing that's different here than what you're used to seeing at an individual USTA tournament.
Well, I thought it was really interesting that I've had, first of all, just a little background, three children, all played tennis. Elizabeth is 7 years younger than my son, and my son actually played through juniors and college tennis. So it's interesting to see the evolution. But right off the bat, I thought something was very interesting is that they said, I'm here to help you. You guys play fair. I'm not going to call lines for you. Let me know if you have a problem. I'll come out and help you. And the whole lines thing is so critical, because as a parent, I'm a business owner. I recognize the value of teaching the children how important it is to be fair and honest when you're playing matches. And that's a little piece of tennis that is difficult to understand. Everyone wants to win, but winning is not important enough to cheat for it. You know, work hard to win, because when you cheat to win, you lose a lot more. You teach yourself that that's okay, and that's going to cascade into other things in your life. And as a parent, we've always encouraged playing fair, and even to the point of if you think you might be wrong, give it to them. You all work hard for this, and it's not just about winning and losing. It's about playing fair and giving the other person their due and building yourself up, and that's the way we feel about it.
That's great. And talk about the team aspect of coming to an event like this versus the individual, you know, competition at just a regular junior tournament.
Well, you know, it's interesting because tennis is such an individual sport. Even when you're with a team, you're usually people depend on you as an individual player on that team. But having the team surround you, being able to get coaching between points, I think that's important. And I think tennis needs to be more that way going forward, because the team aspect, number one, it brings a lot more spectators, as you can see. And number two, you know, the camaraderie of it, you know, being able to have teammates behind you and push you to that next level, I think it's great. I love team tennis.
That's great. And what possessed you to make the trek up here?
Well, we're part of the team, and my wife tells me, you know, this is more important. She's our last one playing tennis, and it's more important than working or anything else. So, you know, you need to put it aside and get out here and watch and have a good time. And I have to tell you, as hard as it is for a parent to put things aside and do that, because we're all busy, it's the most wonderful thing to be able to support your children and be a parent of an athlete. It really is special.
For sure. Are you aware that this tournament is using UTR and that the results from this tournament will become part of these kids' UTR?
You know, I just found out this morning about that, and I think that's fantastic. I think because there's so many times that better players don't participate in team sports because it's not doing anything for their ranking, and I think if this was the case across the board, we would see great team tennis.
Great. Thank you so much. Good luck to your daughter.
Thank you. Appreciate you, and good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right.